Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi Beit Sadaf Yud Gimel, and we are into the next issue of Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel relating to issues of Yantif, and this one is about Harama and Hava'a on Yantif. So we know there is an Issa D'Rabbanan of being Mafreshubas and Maestros on Yantif. That's Nira Kimisakein, because it's Tevel before I'm Mafreshubas and Maestros. It's Aser Bahana, I can't eat it, and it's Aser Bahila at least. And after I'm mafer shumas and maestros, besides it being a mitzvah, but I am a sak in the tevel. So that's an isser d'rabbanan, right? I'm not physically changing something, but it's an isser d'rabbanan of being mafer shumas and maestros. The Rambam's lashon, the Rambam has a double reason of why this is usser. The Rambam Hilcha Shabbos, Perachav Gimel, Halacha Yadala, the Rambam's quotes in the other context of other isuri d'rabbanan, ain't done in b'shabbos, this is based on the Mishnah later on, velo cholsin, velo miyabin, velo makadshin, you can't give something to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos or Yom Tov either. That's like business, right? There's a transaction, so you can't be makdash it. Even though you're doing a mitzvah. Why? Shezedome lemakdash osan peiros shehifrish. So number one, we said hakdasha is not allowed because it's like mekachu memkar, it's like business. So hafrasha shumas and maestros is like hakdasha, says the Rambam, because you're designating it, you're giving it a special status. So it's like hakdashas haperos. Number one, va'od mebneishu kemesakein osam b'shabes. And number two, it's like metakein. So that's the Rambam about hakdasha shumas and maestros. Two reasons: either because of hakdash, it's like hakdasha. Number two, it's kilu you are misakin osan haperos. So that is the isser of hafrasha. But included in that, not only is it isser of hafrasha, but even if I was mafrish before yantif, I'm not allowed to bring it to the kohen truma. Maiser rishon to the levi on Shabbos or yantif, that's included in the gzera, that's an extension. You can't be mafrish and you can't be molech, you can't be mevi. That's part one. Part two is I'm allowed to be mafrish chala on yantif. Right, because I'm baking on Yantif, I'm kneading on Yantif, the Chiyuv of Chala kicks in on Yantif, so I'm allowed to be mafrish Chala on Yantif. Am I allowed to bring that to the Kohen? That Chala. Am I allowed to bring that Chala to the Kohen? That's the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Molichin Chala Umatanos LeKohen B'Yantif. You're not allowed to, even though you're allowed to be mafrish it. And you couldn't have brought this before Yantif. You only mafresh it now. You're not allowed to bring it to the Kohen. Ein molichin chala u'matanos. What are matanos? For every chulin animal, I have to give parts of the animal to the Kohen. The zeroa, the lachayayim, and the keva. The forearm, and one of the cheeks, and the keva, and one of the stomachs. So I have to give it to the Kohen from every animal. So if I shechted an animal on Yantif, I couldn't have given this to the Kohen before Yantif. I'm not allowed to. Ein molichin chala matanos lekohen. Even if there was huram today, even if I was made the dough and was mafresh the challah today, push up side of the Mishnah, I'm not allowed to bring it to the Kohen, right? We'll see why. Right? Beis Hillel says, just like you're allowed to be mafresh today, you're allowed to be molech today. Machlokas. Amr Beis Shammai says, gzera shava. Beis Shammai argues with Beis Hillel. One second, it's gzera shava. Gzera shava here does not mean what it usually means, about connecting two different words in the Torah being mash for the context. Gzera shava here just means a parallel. Look at the Karban Eidi, he quotes from Rashi. La gzera shava lav dafka. Dekula mi derabban on gazru. The whole thing we're talking about is this is derabban on mishim gzera. Dein magbi and chumus and maestros biyantif. Right? You're not allowed to be magbiya. Eladumya de gzera shava. It's similar to a gzera shava that we're comparing two contexts. So the Mishnah says, Amr be shamai, gzera shava. Chala umatanos matana la kohen. Vitruma matana la kohen. Chala. Real challah, giving it to the Kohen, what we are mafresh, and matanos, the Zerol HaChaim, the Keva, those are both matanos to a Kohen. V'truma matana la Kohen, and truma is a matana for a Kohen. K'shem she molichan as a truma, kach lo yichlo sa matanos. Just like I'm not allowed to take truma to the Kohen on Yantif, so too I can't bring the matanos, says Beis Hillel. Wait a minute. There's a big difference between the two. Amru lehen Beis Hillel lo, martem b'truma she'eno zakai baramasa. You know why you're not allowed to be molech truma on Yantif? Because you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yantif. As an extension of the hafrasha, you're not allowed to be mafresh or be molech. Torah b'matanos shezakai baramason, but by matanos and pashas by chala, you're allowed to be mafresh on Yantif. So if you're allowed to be mafresh on Yantif, you're allowed to be molech on Yantif. So don't compare the two, says Beis Hillel. to Beis Shammai. The mitzvah of Hafrasha itself, remember the Rambam counts one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Hafrasha's Truma, which then also leads to, obviously, Nesina Lakohin. But it's not counted as two separate mitzvahs. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs is bothered. The Ramban says, there's two different things. Right? The first one is Mesakin the Kri, and the second one is the Nesina Lakohin. Right? If you could be Mesakin the Kri even without giving it to the Kohen. So it should be counted as two separate mitzvahs. And the Ramban says, you even make a bracha on the Afrasha, right? Which shows it's a separate stage. So it should be counted as two. So the Rambam does it. So the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs have interesting formulations, the Kenas Sofrim and the Magani Satava. It's one for the Rambam, but which is it? Is it just two parts of a process, or is one subordinate to the other one? Right? Maybe we'll say the Hafrasha is the Tchilas Nesina. Really, the mitzvah is the Nesina, and the Hafrasha is the Tchila of that Nesina. Or do you say no, that the Nesina is the Gemar Hafrasha? The Iker is the Hafrasha. You're separating it, but it's not fully separated until you give it to the Kohen. So you have both of those formulations in the Nosei Kelim, while the Rambam counts it as one. So Chala, as we know, and Truma, and all these, there is no Shir De'oraisa. The Rabbana came up with Shi'urim for the mitzvah of Nesina, but Mid'oraisa, there is no Shir. It's interesting, the Noda Bihuta says, I have a chiddush to tell you that nobody's ever said before in history. So that's always dangerous to say, even if you're the Noda Bihuta, because even though he knew Kala Tarakula, that was out at that time, there might have been some Rishonim that he didn't have yet, because it was only discovered after. So that could be the Tosas Rid. And Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches says exactly what the Noda Bihuta says before him, a couple hundred years before him. So, says the Tosas Rid, Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches. Where the Gemara there says, Chita Achas Boteras Zakri. That's the language of the Gemara of Mida Araisa Truma. Chita Achas, one little piece of grain that already pathers the Kri. So the Tosas Rid is Medayek. It doesn't say Chita Achas is the minimum you need for the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. It just says Poteres Esakri. So it says the Noctosus Rida, Chiddush Gadol, but again, the Noda Bihuda also. Ra'isi Makshim, Vahatitin Loksiv. Says the Tosri, but it says Titin, give. Ubiina Kedei Nesina. Don't you need something significant to be called a Nesina? Kedashirim Bagabi Rachis Agaze. Like it says, Bagabi Rachis Agaze, you have to give something significant. Venira Lila Tarets. Tibivadai Mitzvah Litin Lo Dover Chashuv. It's for sure a mitzvah to give something significant. Kedesam parak reishas ageis. V'kamu nosin lo mishkal hay slime. Shemar titein lo. Shehebo kedei nesina. Yeah, it says in Chulin. Nesina requires something significant. V'chanam itzam mishali peya. Also the end of peya. Ein pochasin lo ani begoren. V'chatzi kavchitim v'chatzi saorim. V'chulu. Ad midazu amur b'konim olivye b'Yisrael. Pirish. Gam kishe machalik truma begoren l'konim. O meiser risha l'leviyim. Lo yifchos lecholecha. There's a minimum. Michatzi kav shiyabu kdei nesina. Aval mihu af al pisha mitzvaso bakach im eino rotze lekai mitzvazu. Vitarem chita achas mikola kri niskan. Viyatza mide tivlo. Elash lokiye mitzvas nesina. That's an unbelievable Tosos Rid. Right? Tosos Rid is machalik, he's medayik in the Gemara and says there's a difference between the tikkun akri and the mitzvas nesina. Right? The Gemara, you could have just said they go hand in hand. Chita achas beres zakri is not literal. It just means chita achas. You're mekai. You give that to the kohen. You're behind the mitzvah of nesinas truma. Says Tosfos Rid, no. Chita achas gets you tikkun hakri. It's no longer tevel, but you haven't been mekai in the mitzvah. That's why it's befeirish. V'yatzem mide tivlo ela shalokiyeh mitzvas nesina. He comes up with a middle situation. V'achanam itnan, and also he says, look at the second parak in Trumas. Ein tarmim min atame alatar. V'im tarm, you can't give tame stuff, to pater tar stuff. And if you did it b'shogeg, truma so truma. B'shogeg it works. B'meze lo asaklum. Meze lo asaklum. And he quotes, Gemara, titain v'lo la'oro. V'yav b'shem mitzvasu b'kachim tarm niskan tuva. V'gave tame. Again, you haven't fulfilled Nesina, right? So not only if you give Chita Achas, but even if you give Tami Truma. Again, it's Mesakein the Kli, but it's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. V'yavabi Shechiser Mitzvah. Unbelievable, that's the Tosas Rid, that's the Noda Bihuda, in terms of the minimum Mitzvah of Nesina. Okay, we continue. So again, the Mishnah quotes Machloket B'Shem and B'Shillel about being Molich, Chala, and Matanos to a Kohen on Yantif. So Tani says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nechlo B'Sher Meis Hillel. Really, there's no machlokas between Rabbi B'Sher Meis Hillel. Shem Olichin as a Matanos Sheherma B'Yantif, that you're allowed to. Unlike what we said the Pashup Shot of the Mishnah was, on Yantif, you're allowed to bring the Matanos to a Kohen. You're allowed to give the Zroah, the Lachaim, and the Keva to a Kohen on Yantif. V'yasa matanos shurma me'erav Yantif, im matanos shurma b'Yantif. And even if you have stuff from before Yantif, and you should have brought that over before Yantif, but you didn't, but if you have other stuff that you're me'erim, you have Zroah, Lachaim, and Keva from that you only took out on Yantif, so you could combine it, and you can bring that whole thing to the Kohen. Al manech l'ku, ala matanos shurma me'erav Yantif la'atzman. The only machlokas, what Beis Shammai says is Aser, he said, if you have matanos from Erev Yantiv, and that's it. You're not mixing it in with any matanos from today. So Beis Shammai Osrim Ubeis Hillel Matirin. So that's the machlokas, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Zeroah L'chaim and the Keva themselves, that's a mitzvah daraisa. As we know, the, mitzvah to give that. There is a question about Bizman Hazeh. Is that a mitzvah Bizman Hazeh? The Sefer Chinuch counts in Tov Kuvav, mitzvah 506. Shenitz Tavinu Yisrael, Lasis Hazeroah V'lchaim L'Keva. From any behemoth Torah to give to the Kohen, to pasuk in Shoftim. What's the time of the mitzvah? So usually he comes up with his own time, the Shorash HaMitzvah. Here he says, look in Chazal. I'm not going to say a word. Just quote Chazal. Ki b'schus Pinchas Avihem. B'schus Pinchas, their forefather, Kohanim. Ki b'schus Pinchas Avihem shekinei lelokav al dvar kazbi, that Pinchas stood up to prevent the Chilul Hashem, Umasar Nafsho Laharog Nasi Shevet Mi Yisrael HaKudushas Hashem, he did a Kiddush Shem Shemayim in public, Zachu Bana Vakonim LaOlam B'Matanazu Me'esakel. B'Schus Pinchas, B'Schus Pinchas, that's why the Kohen get this. Zeroah, that's Korach, sent his arm, Vayikach Romach, Halachayayim, B'Schus Shenispalel Al Tzaran Sho Yisrael, Pinchas Davind, Vayamo Pinchas Vayipalel, Hakeva Kneged Vishael Kubasa. So to remember that story, Lamanu Mizesha Makadishim Shemayim Bagalui Zochelo Uludorosa Baolamaze. Anybody's Makadish Shem Shemayim. Milvad Schusa Shakem is Lanafsha Ulamabad. So Olamaze, you get Schar and Olamabad. Then he goes through the Dini HaMitzvah, which we're not going to do. And then he says, Venoheges Mitzvah Zu Bemhemeshal Chulin Avalobishal Muktashin. Right? Only Chulin, not Muktashin, because Muktashin has their own rules, like a Shlamim. You have to give the Chazay and the Shok. Ubizchar Menekevas Yisraelim, and only applies to Yisraelim who have animals. Avaloba Kohanim. Kohanim don't have to. Mishim Tachsiv Behu Mishpat HaKohanim Me'es Ha'am. Mechal She'inam Kohanim. Number one, because the Am is not Kohanim. Va'otuk Kohanim lo ikri am, kama shakasim, and he quotes, v'alaviyam yishlam inyin din miyuchad, shein kohanim no lin mehena matanos, l'fishin is topic, l'arbo say no, nikru amolo, l'fichach en koch biyadam litome, and besafik, v'im nadal lo yachzir. Interesting. Tfisa lo mafkinan. So that's l'aviyam. What about his man hazeh? So he quotes, kvar chalku alzeh harbe migdoli mefarshim. Major machlokas, v'yolim and ashmua perak azroa, really, it is no way bizman hazeh. That's the day he quotes of the Rif and the Ramban. Aval, achshav ein banu koach al hatabachim lahachricham litnam. We don't have the power to force the butchers to give it. V'koyvei Hashem, yachalifu koach. Wow. That's how he ends it. And then he says, V'Yisrael ha'overal zeh v'shachar behemto v'lonasa matanos v'koin. If somebody shechs an animal and does not give the matanos, he's mevatel the mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah's asay of Zeroah L'chaim in the cave. Again, it does not, if you don't give it, it doesn't mean what you have left is tevel. But there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah's nesina of the matanos. So says the Gemara now. The kashal de Beis Hillel. What did Beis Hillel say in the Mishnah? Beis Hillel said it back to Beis Shammai. Hey, truma, you're not allowed to be mafresh on Yantif or Shabbos. And that's why included as an extension of that is that you're allowed to be molech to the Kohen. You can't be Mafresh, you can be molech. So the Gemara wonders, but I could come up with a case that you can be Mafresh on Yantif or Shabbos. I could come up with a case, but it sounds like Beis Hillel is saying low plug that you never could bring it to the Kohen. Even if you could come up with a situation that you can be Mafresh on Yantif. Or in Shabbos. Is that true? So says the Gemara, Vakasha Beis Hillel. Truma, Enu Zakei Baramasa. Truma, you're never zochet to the harama. You're never halachically allowed. Hagatz b'chashyesh al tanai. What about the case of tanai? What's that case? The Mefarshim explain, Karbonei Deher quotes it from the seventh parak of Demai. So I'm traveling. I know I'm going to get to my house tomorrow, but I'm not going to get there before Shabbos. So what do? I can't be mafresh right now. So I could say, Omer, Shnei Lugin, Shani Yasa Lahafresh Lamacher, you know that stuff on my table? Some 2% of it or whatever it is, that's going to be Truma. Harehin Truma. So you see, there's a case that you could, the hafrasha could kick in on Yontif. So in that case, could you be molechet to the Kohen? It sounds like from the Mishnah that you can't. It sounds like from the Mishnah that you're not allowed to be give it to the Kohen ever, even if you come up with a case that it's mutter. Answer, zu mipnei zu. You're right, you could come up with a case that you can be mafresh on Yontif, but you're still not going to be able to take it. It's going to be too confusing. We're going to answer this, the case where you could have done it on, where you are allowed to do it on Yantif, mipnei zu, because of the case that you're not allowed to do it on Yantif, right? If you start taking stuff to the Kohen on Yantif, then you're going to think that it's all hefker and you're always allowed to take. We don't want that to occur. And therefore, we say it is not allowed. Period. Says the Gemara of Ulama, Ulama Tanin and Chala, what's the case? What's the case that we spoke about by Chala that you're not allowed to bring it? Mipnei Chala Shohar Mabiyantif, right? What's the issue of Chala? For the case of Chala, that was Huram on Yantif. I'm sorry, right? Why is Chala allowed? Right? You're allowed to be, a Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to be Molich on Shabbos or Yantif because you're allowed to be Mafrish on Shabbos and Yantif. So Mepnei Chala, Shurma B'Yantif, says the Gemara, even according to Beis Hillel who allows it, he'll only allow it if you were Mafrish on Yantif. Right? If you're Mafrish before Yantif, you should have brought him before Yantif. But if you mavish on Yantif, that's when it is allowed. Kahada d'toni, as the Brisa says, halosh isa b'yantif. If you need a dough on Yantif and you bake it on Yantif, mavish chalas b'yantif, because then the chiyuv of chala kicks in only once it is a dough. And once it's a dough, that's when it's on Yantif. Therefore, you could be mafresh on Yantif, losh am erev Yantif. But if you needed it on erev Yantif, v'shachach lavish chalasa, and you forgot to be mafresh beforehand, and now it's Yantif, too late. You should have done it beforehand. Also, the Taltal, it's muksa. It's tevel. You're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to move it. It's muksa. But the Gemara talks about what if b'dievet, if you b'shogeg, if you were mafresh. Okay, the Gemara talks about tevel muchan hu eitzel Shabbos. But the Pasha Peshat here says the Gemara that if you were mafresh, if you made the dough on Yantif, so you were mafresh on Yantif. If you made the dough before Yantif, lasham erev Yantif, v'shal lahavish chalasa, also the Taltal, v'ein tzarach lomar li tomi mena. For sure, you can't be take off from it. So you see from that brisa that when do we say that you're allowed to take to the to Kohen when you were mafresh, when you made the dough and you were mafresh on Yantif? So ein breira. Says Gemara, wait a minute. You have to lush only if you completed it on Yantif. Erase lo amar ela lush. Erase means the beginning of the process. Well, there's a machlokas tanaim by Hilchos Shabbos. By the Malach of Lush. Is it just adding the water and the flour to each other? Or you have to do something more? Gibel. Because the Gemara here says, from the fact that the Mishnah, the Brisa said, that if you were the difference of, is if you were Lush on Yantif or Lush before Yantif. What if you just started the process before Yantif? It sounds like if you started the process before Yantif, you added the water and the dough, but you'd only finished it on Yantif, that's still mutter. That's called lash on Yantif, and it's mutter to be mafresh and then be molech. So the Gemara says, erase lo amar ela lash. It doesn't say erase that you just started the process, but lash, you actually finish it off. Erase lo? Question mark. But it sounds like that from our brisa that if you just started the process, there wouldn't be a problem, and you'd be able to continue and be mafresh and be molech on Yantif. But is that really true? You got to add this in. Right, there's a Mishnah, but we learned elsewhere that right when the water and the flour start combining, you could already be mafresh chala. So if you could already be mafresh chala, if that's what you got up to before Yantif, so then why don't we say that you should have been mafresh before Yantif, then you can't be mafresh on Yantif, right? It's not, it sounds like it's only if you were gomer the lush. But what if you started the lush? We know you could already be mafresh. Look at the charedim. Olam ataninan. Asefa. De milsa de base hillel koi. Damru tamru matanos. Oh, you know what? Wait, we're gonna wait to do that point. Just wait, 1 second.
Yeah, 1 second. Before we get back to the erase line, there's something I forgot to mention before, that the Haredim, that I just started reading the Haredim now, but it was really going on the previous line. The previous line said that Chala, that was Hura Manyantif, that's what is allowed to be considered, continuing the process and be Molechit to the Kohen Anyantif. When it comes to the Matanos, and this wasn't Beferish before, and the Sefer Haredim explains it, the Matanos, even if you Shechted it before Yantif, you could take out the Matanos on Yantif. Because after all, there's no Tevel. There's no tevel, and therefore there's not really any tikkun going on. The Sefer Haredim quotes this from the Ran. The yesh chiluk bein chala lematanos. What's the difference? Because at the tam heter haramas hamatanos biyantif, afilu nishcha toha behim ameyarev yantif. Even if the animal was shot in the erev yantif, it's still okay to be mafrish the matanos on yantif. Why? The haramasa eino tikkun habasar kamo achala. Because the harama of the zro l'chaim and the keva, it's not tikkun habasar. You could eat the basar even without taking off these matanas. You just weren't mekayim the mitzvah. But there's no tevel. Shaha ochlam ya'isa kodem shahur masa chalasa. If you eat from the dough before taking off chala, chayev misa. That's tikkun, therefore. And if you should have done it before yantif, ava matanos lo tavli to shari lechal habasar laniyecha matanos. Right? You could eat everything and just leave over the matanos and then give it to the goyin at the end. V'od hare nikaros akum mufrashos adamyin. Another concept that the Gemara talks about. Zor l'chaim mekeva, you don't have to decide which part of the animal you're giving to the Kohen, like by Truma, which part of the Tfua. No, here it's Mufrash v'omed. It's the Zroa, it's the L'chaim and the Keva. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says before, that Chala is Dafka Chala Shehorma B'yantif, but Matanos could even be Shachat Me'erav Yantif. And then we quoted this Braisa to support that difference of Lush Me'erav Yantif before. Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that Haredim. But now we get to the next line that we already started. The Gemara is Medayeg that only if you did Lush before Yantif, but if you only started before Yantif, but you didn't finish it till on Yantif, then it's okay, then it's allowed. But 1 second, we learned in the Mishnah, in Chala, the Haredim here quotes that Kimachi no senes hamayim magbas chalasa. So right when you add the water, you could already be able to be the chalas. So why don't you say that's enough? If you did that before Yantif, she should have to be mafresh before Yantif. And if you didn't do that, it's too late. Says the Haredim, Klomar, v'im taram erase be'erev yantif, lo yehe aser lafrisha chalasa b'yantif, kiven shalo gamar, but atzanan perek shlishi, we learned in the first, third perek in Chala, kiven shino senes amaya magbas, v'kiven tachal chiyef hafrashasa me'esmol, since you added the water before yantif, and you didn't take off the chal of lo hefish, lo manatu lo lafrish b'yantif. So answers the Gemara, amar ev shmuel achui dureb rechya, tiftar be'isa temeya. Sheinu mafresh chalasa ela basof. Maybe that line that we're mid the brisa that makes the diuk of lasha versus erase is only by a tamedo. By a tamedo, we're only mafresh at the end. We'll get to why. Again, really, according to this line of the Gemara, in a case where it's a tahardo, then in a chinami, even if you just started, you did the erase process, even if you just started the kneading process before Yantif, that's good enough. You got to be mafresh before Yantif. But by Anisa Tmeya, where we're not mafresh anyway until the end of the process, so that's where we say that there's a only if you finish the whole thing before. And the Meiri says, Bizman Hazeh, everything's Tamei. So everything would go by this halacha, says the Meiri here in Daf Ches. The Chachme Katalonia Kasvu. Shebizman hazeh, ho v'kacha isos, temeos, all our doughs are tamei. Afilu gilgal ami be'erev, even if you did the whole gilgal before, you started needing it before Yantif, ho v'lo nigmar lishasa mikol v'chol ashech hashecha, since you didn't finish the whole dough making until after nightfall, mafrishan l'das kulam, shisa temeo lo hutbala l'chal atzov gemar lisha, because it's not hukva for you to be mafrish until the gemar lisha, just like the Gemara here says, Isa Tmeya, Bizman Hazeh, all of our doughs are Tamei. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says in Yeradeya, Shin Chav Zayin Gimel, Ha'idna Tov Lahamtin Milahafresh Chala Ad Acher Gmar Lisha. Nowadays we wait till the entire dough is finished. Why? Shetayasa Kalisa Guf Echad. Because we want the whole dough to be one unit. And because nowadays it's all Tamei, we wait. What's the difference? The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Bidin Haya Biisa Tahoresh Lo Yavish Chalasa, Ela Basof. Really, we should be mafresh, like the Gemara was just midayik in the previous line. You should be mafresh chala the first second that you can. Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs. right when the water touches the flour and it starts becoming a dough, you should be mafresh then. You should be mafresh then. But, I'm sorry. You should be mafresh at the end because it's a complete dough, like the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Shiti asa kol yisu govecha. So really, me'ikar adin, you should be mafresh only at the end, when it's fully a dough, karbana eda, mishinasas isa gemura, tichsev reishis ariso sechem, tarimo mishinikres isa. So you should do it all the way at the end. That's the lechatchila. You should wait till the end. Takana tiknu, but Chazal said, well, we don't want to wait till the end, because maybe it's going to become tamei. So let's just, as soon as we could be mafresh it, be mafresh it. So that the challah stays tahar. Takana tiknu b'shefi shenet chila shalot tamei ha'isa. So that's why we're makdim it. But let's say if it's tamei, then stay at the Iker Adin. Let's say bizman hazeh, stay at the Iker Adin. And that's why the Me'iri says, the Brisa that says, dafka lush, but not iris, it's only by isa tamei, but if isa tahora, in a chinami, you should do it at the beginning, as soon as you can, for zrizus, so that you don't, it doesn't become tamei. Period. That's what the Ber Hetev says on that Shulchan Aruch. The Dafka Bizman Hashas Shayu Osin Isasan Betahara Chashashu Shema the Tamei Isa. Because only Bizman Hashas, where they were Osek Betahara, they were worried maybe it's going to become Tamei. V'yitztarchu L'hafrish Chala Tamei V'otei Rila Kohen. Avala Idna, nowadays, Shekola Isos Tameos Tov L'hamten Arach Gemar Lisha. So the Ber Hetev actually is pointing that from the Shach. That is the Shulchan Aruch, again, Shin Chav Zayin Gimel, and the Shach and the Ber Hetev on that line. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara. So we just had one day. Now the Gemara quotes another day that's argues according to the Mefarshim. Right, earlier we said if you're lush before Yantif, you had to take it off before Yantif, and if you didn't, it's too late. Now the Gemara says maybe there's a difference between which Yantif we're talking about. Masnisa b'Yantif shel Pesach. Maybe the Brisa that says that if you was before Yantif, then you should have been mafresh on Yantif. That's Erev Pesach. Because there are difficulties in terms of chametz, right? If you're not mafresh it until on Yantif, and then what are you going to do with the chametz? You can't bake it because it's not heter ochel nefesh, and you can't leave it because it's going to become chametz. So there's a big problem. So really, by Pesach, you should take care of it before Yantif. Avol batzeres v'chag buter. But maybe, according to this daya, by Shavuos and Sukkos, even if you made the dough before Yantif, and you are mafresh it till Yantif, it's okay. That's allowed. Reb Yossi Barbun, Reb Huna, B'shem Rebbe Acha, Afilu B'chaz V'chag Aser. Then we go back to the first day. No, maybe not. Maybe on all Yomim Tovim. Even Shavuos and Sukkos is Aser, meaning you should be mafresh before him. Al Shem, Kol Malacha Lo Ye Aseh Bohem. There shouldn't be any Malacha that is done to them. What does that mean? Any Malacha that's done to them? So the Ramban Pashas, this is an Isidra Rabbanan. It's included in the Pasuk, So maybe this is alluding to the Ramban, that Ramban in Parshas Emor. But the Ramban says that the Shvusim of Shabbos, maybe Shabbos and Yontif, the Isurid, the Rabbanan of Shabbos and Yontif, are very close to a Smach D'Araisa, included in Shabbason. Right? The Ritva quotes this from the Ramban, also his Grand Rebbe, but that's what the Ramban quotes this Medrash, which sounds like it's a D'Araisa. But the Ainli El Dvarim Shem Mishum Malacha Dvarim Shem Mishum. This is Chav Gimel Chav Dalet in Vayikra. Dvarim Shem Mishum Shvus Minayin. How do I know to include Dvarim that are just Mishum Shvus? Tamalom or Shmartem Masayom Azeh. Lohavi Dvarim Shem Mishum Shvus. Even Chalamoid? No. So Shvus Shvusim. We call these Yisrael Rabbanan Shvusim. They're included in the Pasuk. Avelonis Barerli says the Ramban. Jim Tomer Shu Asmachta Matam Shimmer Balashon Azeh Kishvus Bilashonam Nomer La Olam Ashol Devrayim Vehechi Tachin Lomer Dvarim Shemasur Mishum Shvus Minayin. You wouldn't use the Lashon of Minayin Sheyehe Asur Menachasuv Viderech Ha Asmachtos Lushanoshe Menatora Loshe Yomru Dover Zeshui Devray Sofer Minayin Menatora. So what's going on here? Right? Why does it say minayin? Says the Ramban, Yisod Gadol. V'nirali shamedrash hazeh lomar. Shenitztavinu minatorah. Liyos lanu menucha biyantif. Afilu midvarim she'ina malacha. Shvusim have a kiyam da'araisa. Yes, they're mechuyev midirabanan. But when you keep the shvusim, it seems like it's a kiyam da'araisa. Lo she'itra. Because after all, you could violate only isurei d'rabanan. And it could be like a weekday. You can measure, you can have the stores open, and schlep things from side to side. And if you live in a walled city, what are you doing wrong? Money and business.
v'tiachanus pesucha v'achen v'ani makif al shulchanim v'yupol le'mashkimin le'malachton. It'll just be just like a weekday. V'huchra yamim tovim ha'elu afilo Shabbos atzma. Shebechol ze ein v'mishum malacha. L'kach amr Shabbason, the mitzvah tazei of Shabbason, to create a day of Shvisa. Shehe yom Shvisa u'menucha lo yom Torah. V'zeh pirish tov v'yafeh. The Ramban likes that pshat of his. But that means the Shvusim are included in the Kiyum Da'oraisa of Shabbason. Again, per se, it's the Rabbanan, I don't think, would say that if you violate this, you're violating an Issa D'oraisa, you're violating an Issa D'Rabbanan, but it's a Kiyum, and maybe there's a remez to that right here. Because here we're talking about a Shavuos, an Issa D'Rabbanan, a Hafrasha, and it says, Al Shem, Kol Malacha, Lo Ye'asa Bohem. Again, not literal, but maybe a smach to that Rabban, relating to Shabbos and Yontif, and the mitzvahs aseh of Shabbason. Okay, we'll have to stop here.